This is a great start to the show this morning, folks, because it may be a rich man's world, but women apparently worry far more about money than their male counterparts. Fear not, ladies, we've got a new book for you. Sheconomics has been written to help you get back in control of your cash. Joining me now, the authors of the book, Professor Karen Pine and Simone Nesson. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks very much for joining myself and Karen this morning. So, great idea for a book. Whose was it? Yours, Karen, or yours, Simone?
I think it was a joint idea, Fred. Uh-huh. We both had an interest in not just money, but the psychological issues that lie behind women's relationship with money, especially.
And that's the principle of the book, isn't it? The psychological relationship.
It is, very much so. There's lots of books out there all are giving good financial advice. They're a bit dry, usually written by men, for men. Uh-huh. So we wanted something that approached the issues that women struggle with.
Now, I'm going to suggest that maybe my relationship with Aileen, my wife, is pretty typical, whereas, you know, Aileen has an account of her own for the sort of household things, but I look after all the direct debits and the standing orders for the main, the insurance and all that kind of stuff, the mortgage and all of that.
Yeah, we often
is that
find.
Typical?
Yeah, we often find that the. The women do more of the kind of household budgeting side of things. Men do the bigger financial decisions.
I like to think I'm in charge.
Mm-hmm. In control.
Most men do.
That is quite common.
Am I, though?
You think you are, Fred.
So it's a conspiracy. Just let them feel that way, girls. Let them feel that way. But are some women... What is the problem with women and money, then?
Well, women are more emotionally charged than men, and so they're more prone to acting on their emotion.
Mm-hmm. And let's face it, Fred, there's a whole conspiracy out there urging women to go and shop, spend money on themselves, you know, the idea that the new pair of shoes is how to find happiness. Uh-huh. I think we all get a bit seduced by that. And a lot of women want to know how to walk away from the till, how to talk to their children about money, and how to have a discussion with their partner about money without fighting.
Right.
So those are the sorts of issues that Sheconomics addresses.
Yeah, we don't fight about money.
Good. A lot of people do, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm afraid they do.
Yeah, money is still a taboo subject in many households.
Is that right?
Oh, especially totally now, with the recession coming on, I think more families are being put under pressure, and sometimes women feel the brunt of that pressure as well.
And I'm sure there are women still out there that don't know how much their husbands earn. That's another story.
I'm afraid that's true, but there's some women who don't know how much they're going to live on when they retire, for example, or in the future. A lot of women are living for today, and what we try to get women to do in Sheconomics is to face up to the future a little bit.
But let's go back a few decades, and we're sitting here on the banks of the Clyde. Just down the river a wee bit, there would be shipyards where there were sometimes up to 40,000 men working, paid in cash. And my image of that was that they got that, but the pay packet went home and went to the wives.
Yeah.
Have things changed then? Or was that the way that it used to be?
Well, that certainly was the way it used to be. I think that still happens in some households, but women are in control of their own packets, pay packets, a lot more now.
Uh-huh. And let's face it, Fred, not much money comes home in cash nowadays.
No, I know.
It's all about easy credit and credit cards. And I think we've lost touch with the value and the reality of money. When it's not cash in our hands, it's just numbers on a credit card statement, we've become a bit distanced from it. And that's when some women can run into problems.
Now, I gave the book over to Karen, and she didn't open it up.
That's a lie, actually.
No, she doesn't need it.
I think I'm actually in control of my money. I have to be. I'm on my own with my kids.
Uh-huh.
And I'm quite good. I use a credit card only to my advantage when maybe I'm buying something big and I think, right, if there's a problem with this, then I know that I've got recall. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what
we
recommend. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm quite sort of sorted that way. Quite sort of...
No, you are. I don't think you're typical, though, Karen.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a great story as well, and I think a lot of women are like Karen. One thing we've come up against, though, is that women can get a bit complacent about money, and even those who think they're good with money sometimes take their eye off the ball. So in Sheconomics, we urge them to sort of keep reassessing where they're investing, where interest rates are going up and down, especially nowadays. If they've got the best mortgage deal, could they renegotiate a contract on their mobile phone? It's really about keeping up with things as well. So even if you're good with money, it's about not getting too complacent.
Is the main problem just now, ladies, credit card debt? We were talking about this just yesterday, but is that the main problem as you see it in Sheconomics?
No, I mean that's part of the problem, but it's not just about spending problems or misspending, overspending problems. It's also about taking control of your future. As women, we have to build up a bigger retirement pot for ourselves because we're likely to live longer.
And to outlive our men, of course, and probably more likely to be living our elderly years on our own.
And also we tend to take less aggressive investment decisions. So we have the money has to work that bit harder, or we have to put more in for the money to work as well as it would do if it was generating very high returns.
What are the laws of Chicanomics?
Well, there are 7 of them. First one's about taking emotional control and not being ruled by your emotions. And then we talk about go beyond beliefs. And that's really about knowing that sometimes you have self-limiting beliefs. You know, that idea, oh, I'm no good with money, or I was never any good at maths at school. So it's about overcoming those blockers. Mm-hmm. The third one's spend with power. This is all about making spending decisions not for all the right reasons, not because salespeople or your kids want you to spend your money, but it's about regaining control. And then we talk about having goals and planning for the future, of course. We talk about dealing with debt. Look debt in the face is law number 5. Uh-huh. And it really is about facing up to what you owe and deciding how you're going to pay it back and not sticking your head in the sand. Uh-huh. Law 6, good one, Fred, share financial intimacies. Uh-huh. I think you were mentioning your relationship with your wife and how couples deal with money is something we devote a whole chapter to in Chicanomics. And the final one is no tomorrow comes, and of course it's about taking action now for a secure future.
I've got a text in here from Susan Paisley who says, husband is a math teacher, and she does all the finances, and she said we have no debt. So there we are.
Fantastic.
I wonder if Susan will consider sharing that with her husband.
And also through the book we have do something different exercises. So we have lots of exercises that are very easy throughout the book to give people experiences of trying something different with their money, so they're not just perpetuating the same money behaviours and expecting different results.
Any ideas that you could give to our listeners then? Do something different?
Well, one would be to explore the FSA's website, which is Money Made Clear, which explains all financial stuff. It does comparisons of different products and helps you understand more about the world of money.
Another good one to try is just to go out with cash and leave your credit cards at home for a week and to really just notice how much you do spend and where the money goes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's actually much easier to spend money if it's not in money form, isn't it?
Absolutely,
yes.
Yeah, I have to say, I like the way the book's written. I did pick it up.
Thank you. I know you did. I was being facetious.
Good.
Yeah, bad. And it's so much, it's refreshing to see it written down in a way that is understandable, because to a degree I do have my head in the sand a bit. When you mentioned pensions, I think I thought, oh, I'm not even going to get involved in this because it's too massive for me.
We all have that knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, that's an emotional response.
And it's not that long away now, so I better start getting my head out the sand.
Well, the earlier you start, the easier it is, and the less it costs you. That's the message, I think.
Karen's had a hard weekend. She's got her skin got all dried out when she was up visiting her mum, so obviously somebody's approached her on the way home to say, have you been thinking about pensions?
Oh, because it's too late, love.
But it is, but that is what you were saying about the seventh law. Know that tomorrow comes. And I suppose that is... completely about attitude, that you've got to realise that you've got to plan for that.
Yeah, we're all living for today, aren't we? It's so easy to spend today, especially with credit. And it is about, you know, that tomorrow will come, and the earlier you do something about it, the less it will cost you, of course.
And we talk about avoiding Peter Pan syndrome.
What's that?
Which is burying your head in the sand and believing that you're going to stay young forever.
Not wanting to grow up. Yeah. Somebody else will come and sort it out, surely. You know, that feeling.
I'm not saying that I've got it nailed, and because, you know, and I was involved in finance for a number of years myself, but, one thing I do know you shouldn't do is to put money into a pension. Don't put it on your credit card.
Good advice.
Sound advice. You know what we're talking about this morning, apart from money? We're looking at recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation in the family. Karen, is there anything in your family?
Not in my family. I'm always reminded from that scene in Four Weddings and a Funeral where the guy was at the guy's funeral and they said his recipe for duck a la banana will go to the grave with him. I just love that line. We've never done duck a la banana in my family.
And Simone?
Well, we used to have a family recipe of Veronica's, so if you have any listeners that know how to cook Veronica's.
What's that?
It's got kind of kasha inside, which is does that ring any bells?
No.
With anybody?
No.
It's a kind of soya. And it's a kind of pastry around it, but it was, right. I remember it used to take my grandmother about 8 hours to make.
Oh, really?
And she, the recipe died with her, so that's one I'd quite like to find out.
I mean, soya in pastry, just hold me back.
Yeah, it's really mouth-watering.
We've got Jacqueline O'Donnell coming in, we'll see if we can resurrect that from Granny's lost menu.
Thank you.
Veronica's, that's an interesting one. Karen, Simone, many thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And the good news is that the book Chiconomics is out now. It's in all good bookshops, and it's only £7.99, and I suggest you pay for it with cash. Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks.